When it comes to grown animals, like a cow and a donkey, anything that actually produces, then you can set it up to pay the herdsman a half. So we said earlier that even though there's half of the investment that you're giving him, which is in this case the cow or the donkey, he's responsible for paying you back half if something happens to it, so therefore half of it is a loan. And the concern is that he, the herdsman, even though they're splitting profit, and he's getting profit from all of this, nevertheless, half of the profit is going to you, and he's sort of working for you, and he's working for you for free, and he has to give you back that initial, the whole cow, the whole donkey, whatever he's giving you back, he's giving back the whole thing. And he worked for you for free. So that means that the extra work was like interest that the lender, you, received from him. And we said the way around that is that he gets paid. You have to pay him for at least his share, his half of the work, or the food that he paid, that he fed them on your behalf. But here, with these older animals that do work, you don't have to pay him because he benefits anyway. There's an extra benefit that he gets, and that's like his payment for the work because they do their own work. So it covers the expense of what it eats, and that's his payment. Makom shenegu lachlukas avladus miyad cholkin. Now what happens to the offspring of such an animal? So the offspring is profit, and they divide that too. But the issue is that the herdsman, once is a little baby, so they divide it, but he doesn't want to have to keep raising this animal because even though he's raising his own animal, at least half of it, he's also raising yours for free. But here it depends on the minhag ha'makom, and you have to go off of the minhag ha'makom. And as the Mishnah says, Makom shenegu lachlukas avladus miyad cholkin. If the minhag is, as soon as the animal doesn't need the herdsman to raise it, which is immediately when that happens, cholkin, then you can divide it right away, which is what the herdsman wants. He doesn't want to keep taking care of this animal. He'd rather just divide it. So if that's the minhag, you can divide it right away. Mekom shenegu lagadol yigadelu. However, if the minhag is that you had to raise the animal, the herdsman had to raise the animal until it was fully grown, then there's nothing he can do about it. He has to raise the animal, and he's raising your half, and he's raising his own half. Now, we had in the beginning of the Mishnah, in the previous Mishnayos, that stam, you have to pay a herdsman, a broker, you have to pay them for their work if part of the investment that you're giving them is a loan. However, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is going to give a kula in a specific situation. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer, shomin egel im imo siachim imo. One may assess the value of a calf with its mother or a baby horse with its mother and give it to the herdsman to raise for the profit and losses. And you don't have to pay them anything extra because the expenses are covered here by the value of the mother's work and also the fertilizer from the child. So that's like the payment. That's like the in the beginning of the Mishnah, the payment for the work. And here he's getting another type of payment, which is the mother's work. And even though the baby sometimes needs more work, the baby doesn't work, still there's a little benefit for the baby that it gives the fertilizer, the manure, b'lev shalim. And also another kula, u'mafriz al sadeo ve'enu choshesh mishum ribis. And this is just a separate kula, gabi ribis, according to Shem Gamliel, that a person can increase the amount he charges for rent after he lends the tenant money to improve the field. Ve'enu choshesh mishum ribis, this is not a problem of ribis, because even though he's lending, let's say, the tenant that's taking care of the field, the tenant works the field, the tenant gets wheat from the field, let's say, but the tenant also pays wheat to the owner of the field as the payment for renting this field. So the owner of the field gives him, let's say, $200. He lends him $200 that he's got to pay him back. But the $200 goes into the upkeep of the field. The field now produces more. So now when the tenant pays him extra for this field each month, so instead of paying, let's say, his rent was $1,000 a month, he now pays him $1,200 a month. It seems that the $1,200 a month he's paying is sort of interest because he lent him the $200. But Shimon Gamliel says that this is not the case, like the Rav points out, because the only reason he's paying him more now is because the $200 made the field better. And therefore, it's not interest he's paying the landlord. Rather, it's a valid increase of rent.